We've moved that conversation with the Honorable Minister. We'll also feature some other political parties as well. As soon as we have them, we'll be bringing them on to come share their party's plans, you know, with you out there, so you can have better information as to why making choices, let's put it that way, making choices, you know, towards elections in the year 2023. So today on the show we have Doyin Olakasumu of the African Action Congress, AAC, is joining our conversation. Some of the because he's running for state, so we're going to be focusing on state issues this time around. The previous guests we've had, we've talked largely about national issues because they are based on national concerns, the conversation that we had. But today we're focusing on state issues. That's why we have the House of Assembly, State House of Assembly representatives for Ikorodu Constituency 2 under the platform of AAC. Join us on the show today. Doyin Olakasumu is here. Doyin, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, good morning. And good morning, listeners.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Now, he may sound very young, but he's not exactly old as well. He's a chartered accountant. He's a technocrat, and he has one or two things to show. Let's start this way. What informed your choice of going? This is your first time of venturing into politics.
Sure.
What informed that decision that you'd like to go into politics?
Well, if you talk of national politics or state politics, yes, yeah. I'm a novice. But I was involved in university politics,
okay,
along with Omoyele Sowore.
Oh,
so
okay.
When you talk of politics generally, I'm not new to politics.
We're going to talk about the national politics that you mentioned, because your presidential candidate is Omoyele Sowore. But let's focus on why you have decided to run for State House of Assembly in Lagos.
Yeah, I'm someone that I actually like starting small, you know.
Okay.
My ultimate objective is to contribute nationally.
Okay.
So, starting small, I want to start from a constituency.
Okay.
Which is Ikorodu Constituency 2.
Hmm.
So, that's why I've decided to start with the Lagos House of Assembly.
Hmm. Why I'm repeating this question is because you've not really answered. Like, apart from starting small, what were those things that you saw lacking?
Yeah.
What were those gaps that you were trying to fill?
Looking at my immediate environment, I was able to identify some issues which needs to be tackled.
Okay.
Before I now say, okay, I want to proceed further, maybe to the national level. So starting from my constituency, I discovered that Lagos in particular needs a lot of revolutionary steps and actions.
Why do you say though? Why revolutionary steps and actions? Why?
You know, when you talk of revolution,
you
talk of a radical change.
Okay.
A change that might not be popular, but it's very necessary to be taken. You know, one of such things is Lagos as a mega city, I believe, should not be battling issue of Agberos, Minans, you know. A mega city of a Lagos status should not be having Agberos on the streets. So one of my major agenda is to propose a bill for motor parks reform, whereby we take back the collection of
levies and dues
to the local government.
Okay.
And not necessarily some, you know, specified and special set of people that normally work with the government. So that's one of my major concerns.
Okay.
Then looking at corruption.
Okay.
In Lagos, even though I also have an overview of the corruption in Nigeria. I found out in Lagos State, there is this anti-corruption agency.
Okay.
And it's similar to Nigeria Zone 2.
Okay.
The anti-corruption agency, the appointment of the anti-corruption agency is done by the state government.
Okay.
So I believe that should not be the case. That will not enhance the independence of a anti-corruption agency.
Okay.
The anti-corruption agency leader should be chosen by, preferably, institutions like the Judicial Council. The governor should have no say in the appointment of the Lagos
of members of the anti-corruption agency.
Members and the leaders of the anti-corruption agency. So I'm going to propose a bill for an absolute independence of the anti-corruption agency. Both the appointment, the right to sack, and the remuneration of members and leaders of anti-corruption agency should be independent of the executive. With that, I believe the anti-corruption agency for Lagos, many people don't even know that it exists. Well, it exists, but because they are not effective, or they've been made not to be effective, so many people don't even know that Lagos it has an anti-corruption agency. So that's number one. Then number two is the issue of stealing of public funds.
Okay.
I believe where the sanctions are weak, then there is a propensity to commit more crime. But where the sanctions are tough, although in reality you cannot 100% eradicate a crime. But the tougher the sanction, the less the propensity to commit. So I intend to propose a bill that if you steal public funds in Lagos State, you're going to life jail.
That's a bill you propose?
Yeah. Okay. Unpardonable life jail.
Okay.
So with that, I believe it will reduce that propensity to commit, to steal public funds. Even though, like I said earlier on, you cannot totally
eradicate corruption. Right.
But there's what we call tolerance level. You can reduce corruption to a minimum tolerance level. Then my other take is education. There's this fallacy that tertiary education is not meant for those who cannot afford it. That those who cannot afford it should go for skills acquisition. Carpentry, tailoring. And I ask myself, if the son of a pepper seller, well, I am privileged to have trained with Deloitte, one of the biggest accounting firms in the world.
In the world, yes. Yeah.
So if the son of a pepper seller or the daughter of a pepper seller, if his ambition or her ambition is to work in Deloitte, and you can't have, you can't work in Deloitte, you do have BSc. So if the ambition is, okay, I want to work in Deloitte, and I have to go to university, but my parents cannot afford it. Should I because keep my ambition and go and learn skills? So learning of skills should be based on desire and passion, not because I cannot afford it. So I'm proposing that for Lagos residents of at least 4 years or two, they should be entitled to free tertiary education. Free tertiary education. University education is only meant for those who can afford it.
Right.
So I want to correct that fallacy.
Indeed.
University education is for everybody. And we should help any person that wants to go to university. We should be able to help such a person. So that is one of the bills. And it's not just having a bill. There should be a way of funding it. So the route to funding such tertiary education will be through a trust fund. And the trust fund, the contributors will include the government and the private sector. So it will be like a compulsory obligation for the private sector and the government to contribute to the funding of tertiary education for those who cannot afford it.
Right.
Of course, those who can afford it can pay school fees. But there will be proof that, yes, surely this person cannot afford it.
Right. I totally salute your courage in all of these things that...
I'm not finished.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's have some more. Let's have some more. This is why we have this kind of program. Yeah. So you can, you know, share your ideas with the people. Then people can directly ask you questions, especially your constituents. Because I was going to ask you that you've said all of these things that you have said initially, that what are for prime people? Because they're the one primary. Yeah. So what are direct plans? Yeah.
The free tertiary education is a direct plan.
Okay.
Because you have universities in Lagos State.
Okay. All right.
We have, it used to be called Lasputech. We have Lagos State University of Science and Tech. It's also located in Ikorodu.
Right.
So then the third one to mention is unemployment benefits.
Okay.
For Lagos residents. And that will be funded through an insurance scheme. So maybe you've been working before, and by fate,
you lost your job.
You lost your job.
Yeah.
So through an insurance scheme, you should be able to get monthly stipend till you get a job.
Okay.
That one too should also apply to youth unemployment.
But you know that this particular one, I have to take you up on that, because... This needs to ride on what we know as data. Do we have that data bank for you to know who is employed and who is not employed? Or you're just putting this forth so that because you know that people will like it?
No, we're going to make sure we integrate all the data collection instrument of the government. Like for Lagos State now, we have this LASTRA, Lagos State Residence Agency.
Yeah.
And we are... If you're a Lagos State resident, of course, to be a beneficiary of any Lagos State,
you have to be a resident, registered resident.
So that will, if you want to benefit from government programs, of course, you have to obey government call. So one of the call of government, one of the calls of government is that if you're a Lagos State resident, you need to register as a Lagos State.
So you're basically just going to use LASTRA for such a plan?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Please go on.
And we enhance its effectiveness and efficiency in data collection. So that's for unemployment benefits. Then also for my, even though the major work of a lawmaker is on lawmaking.
That's right.
But I believe with these constituency projects, lobby projects, one of the major concerns of the people of my constituencies is bad roads and no drainages. So,
I was going to ask you that, because currently now the Igboboyi Bayeko Road is...
It's terrible. It's terrible.
But isn't it under control? The construction has started, hasn't it?
Well...
Because that's information
that's,
I got.
That's what they say. But on the ground, what's on the ground now? Nothing is on the ground now.
Let me ask you about, you know, what, as a lawmaker, as a would-be, as an aspirant or candidate, what should we use now? You're a candidate. As a candidate now of the party, if you eventually voted in on the platform of the AAC, what would you do or your party do in the area of... Well, specifically speaking now, LASMA. Is there any plan for that?
As the Lagos State Transport Management Agency.
Yes, yes.
Well, to be frank with you, LASMA is a good concept.
Okay.
All we need to do to LASMA is to enhance its efficiency and effectiveness. It's a good concept.
How about traffic management in general?
Yeah, traffic management, like... You know, like I wanted to talk of some of the constituency projects I would love to back up or our lobby that we have in Ikorodu. You know, there's this Ogoloto Junction at Ikorodu. To me, it's all about vision. We don't really need a traffic light at that Ogoloto Junction.
Okay.
All we need is flyover. Flyover. For those going to garage, you fly over.
They can just climb the ramp and just go.
For those from Ikorodu going to Lagos, you just go under the bridge. Mm. And those coming from garage going to Lagos, go straight. Mm. So we don't really need traffic lights there. All we
at
need
that
just,
particular area.
Yeah, at that particular area. All we need just...
And I understand because that's your constituency. Yeah. So when we talk about these things, you're basically just focused on your own constituency. In case you're just joining us, because you're welcome. We are on Road to 2023. We have AAC candidates on the program today. His name is Doyin Olakasun. He's a chartered accountant. He's running on the platform of African Action Congress, same party with Omoode Sowore. We'll take a few calls now. When we return, we'll speak to him about national politics and the party's expectations on the national stage. But let's hear from Ikorodu people today. And are you ready to take calls from Ikorodu?
Sure. I'm here for them. I'm here because of them.
All right, let's talk to them then. And the rest of Lagos, if you've got questions for my guest this morning, feel free to call in 0700-993-993-993. I think I have about 2 minutes or so to take a few calls. For the ladies, it's 01465-7190. You can send me messages, though. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. If you got further questions or areas that he's touched on, you can ask him directly. If you have fresh questions, please do throw your questions out there. Good morning to you. Oh, I think we lost that. Let's take another. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from VGC.
Okay. You're welcome.
My name is Francis.
You're welcome, sir.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
I want to ask our prospect candidate, what can he do about the security or chance in Ikorodu? Basically, Bayeku, Agufoye, Gbogbo General. What do you do about Curtis?
Curtis, Abi?
Yes.
That's a brilliant question. Somehow it skipped my mind because I remember I was going to ask you that question. There's another one that came to mind right now, and that is what Ikorodu is known for. That is fishing, agriculture. Quite a number of people have their farms there. But then, you know, it's very difficult for them to move their produce. But let's start with Curtism first. All these young boys, there are too many in Ikorodu. It's almost like it's the den of these young.
Yeah. That's true, but let's ask this question. What is the cause? You know, the major step to solving a challenge is knowing the root cause of cultism. Mm. Why would I, as a young person, engage in cultism? So, I believe in tackling the root cause of cultism. Mm. And the major root cause of cultism is that sense of insecurity.
Mm. Please hold on. We need to take this short break. When we come back, we'll continue with the root cause explanation because I'm really interested. I'm sure quite a number of people are interested too. Lagos, let's head out. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
We bring you up to speed with Great Talk.
If you know what these ex-governors get as pension, every 4 years you get brand new car. Kilo shele go go.
I'm not giving you consent to getting.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided. The prize money is ready.
1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com.
Welcome back to the Crossfire Road to 2023 is what you're listening to right now. 8:33 is the time. I am Sheriff Quadri, and I've been speaking with the State House of Assembly candidate for the AAC in Lagos here. And we've been talking about his plans, his aspirations, his plans for his people. His name is Doyinola Kasumu of the African Action Congress, AAC. He's a chartered accountant, by the way. He's a technocrat, no doubt about it, with successful career. He's trained by Deloitte. Doing good morning to you again. Thank you for coming through all the way from Ikorodu this morning. I was asking you, like, how were you able to even make it? Like, oh, that's really commendable. It shows the passion that you have. Let's continue with before we went on break. You're talking about the root cause, for cultism. Please proceed.
Yeah, the root cause, like I mentioned earlier, you find a young person wants to belong, you know, he has this sense of insecurity. Then also, that's for those whose parents are rich. But for those whose parents are not rich, what will be their major push for joining cult? The major push will be financial. There's no doubt about that. It will be financial, even though it might not be explicitly stated. But for a young person coming from poor background, the major push will be financial. So looking at those two, I believe one of the laws I'm proposing, or the laws and projects I'm proposing will go a long way in solving those things. And one thing is, once we have a system in place whereby someone that wants to go to school can afford it, or if he cannot afford it, there's a way to help him to afford it. So I believe the bill and the law for
Is there a specific bill that you're referring to now, or a specific project for, that you're referring
to? Yeah, for tertiary education, it will be a bill.
Okay.
But for others,
be the content of the bill that you're referring to? Because we need to be very clear. What will be the content of that bill that you're referring
to? I mentioned earlier on that we want free tertiary education for
free tertiary education
for Lagos
Residents. Okay.
Then the other one will come under the constituency projects.
Okay.
Now, beyond that, I have bursary and scholarships. Then I also have business grants.
Okay.
Not loans. Business grants.
Not loans. You're not giving free money. It's a grant.
It's a grant.
Okay.
So grants for those that don't want to go to school, but they have a passion for business.
So you give them free money.
No, it's not. No,
it's free money now.
No. I wouldn't say it's free money.
It's free
because
money.
It will be effectively monitored.
It's still free.
You can call it free, but it's a grant. We have so many grants all over the world.
True.
I believe for youth, especially those
you want to do that on your own, because the Lagos State Government already has one LSETF currently running. Are you going to do this through LSETF, or this is just going to be your own constituency project?
Yeah, it will be my own constituency project.
Okay, all right.
It will be my own constituency project.
In your opinion, this would eliminate cultism?
No, I will not say eliminate.
Okay.
At least that will cut off some of the
root causes of
cultism, you know. Then another thing is, you know, again, when... Like I said, when the punishment for crime is weak, then there is this tendency, there's this propensity to commit more crimes.
Okay.
So we need to, you know, I don't want to look like a cult for only cultism.
Okay.
Cultism is only part of the crimes.
The larger crime syndicate
we have in the society. Right. So it will just be, you know, increasing and, you know, making sure, enhancing the sanctions against any crime. You know, all these cultists, what do they do? commit murder.
Yeah.
So murder is a crime, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So ultimately, what the courts do is to commit crime.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the other ways to curb crime,
okay,
or courtism, which courtism is part,
mm,
is to enhance and increase the sanctions,
okay,
the weight, mm, the weight of the sanctions,
mm,
against courtism.
Mm.
So I believe, for instance, if you commit murder, I'm not saying if you're a courtist, because if you're a courtist, you can be a courtist without committing crime.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So you get it.
Okay.
You can be a courtist without committing crime.
Okay.
Ultimately, well, if you're a, you know, some people who join court, it might not be for the purpose of committing crime.
Mm.
The likes of Wole Soyinka,
mm-hmm,
was a member of a cult group, but they never committed any crime.
Mm.
So it is when those cultists commit crime,
mm,
that cultists become a menace,
a problem
to the society.
Right. Right. It's not that you would discourage cultism. Is that what you're saying? Because in your explanation now, I mean, you can belong to a cult group but not be a criminal.
No, it depends on the objective of the cult group.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's leave it there. Let's tip there. That's a slippery slope, I know. But let's take some few calls, because I need to speak to you about Moali Shiri. I also need to speak to you about, you know, what your plan is like for farmers in the Kurudu areas. Trust me, they are going through a whole lot in bringing their farm produce out of the farms, because most of the farms that we have in Lagos here are located in the Kurudu area. Of the state, and Ekpe side as well. They also have fair share of farming, you know, in Lagos, and even Badagry, as a matter of fact, they also have their fair share of farming activities in Lagos. Well, let me take a few calls first. Huh? Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
My name is Robert. Your guests are great, sir.
Thank you.
My question is that, you know, sometimes as a representative in the house, we do see them. They speak with ferocity, with power. To me, I see you as a very humble and slow person. How will you be able to convince the house that your point
that you need to, have gra-gra. He needs to have gra-gra.
Hello?
He needs to have gra-gra action.
Don't have much action.
You see
Obiagbo speak. You will have seen people talk well. You know, they speak as if they dig something. But the way you speak now, we will be able to convince the other. The bill you raise, they will approve it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. He thinks they will bully you a lot in the house.
No, you don't need to be a bully to convince people about your programs.
Mm.
Like I've highlighted some of my agenda. Is there anyone that you think that are not sellable? And I've also spoken about how to finance some of them.
Okay.
So it's all about conviction. It's not a matter of gra-gra.
But someone also sent a message with regards to that, saying that if you eventually get in,
yeah,
I mean, we're not campaigning, but hypothetically, if you get in, how are you going to get all these bill passed when you're obviously going to be a minority?
Okay, let's look at
how
this.
How do you intend to do all of that?
Let's look at the bill against the stealing of public funds.
Yeah.
For that, I'm going to carry the people along. Firstly, I'm going to hold constituency meeting with my constituents.
Okay.
And we're going to have a referendum.
Okay.
From there, we push it to the Lagos as a whole, because the bill is going to be for Lagosians.
That's right. That's right.
So it will be people powered. It will be all over the media. And okay, this is a bill we want to pass in Lagos State.
Mm.
We're going to have signatures for those that are in support of the bill.
Okay.
So it's going to be a mass driven bill.
Okay.
It's not just going to be a private bill. It's going to be a mass driven bill where every Lagosian will have an input into it. And we're going to be naming and shaming any lawmaker that doesn't want to support the bill. Because I believe when people say insecurity is the major challenge in Lagos and Nigeria as a whole.
Okay.
But I have a slightly different opinion of that.
All right.
To me, insecurity is just a symptom of corruption. So I believe once we can handle corruption in Lagos State, then we go also go a long way in addressing the issue. Because number one, we need funds to fight insecurity, isn't it?
Very true.
Yeah. So if we don't have adequate funds,
but Lagos State have security trust fund, which is quite adequate, if I must say.
Yeah.
So there's no problem with funding security.
No, I'm just citing that as an example.
Okay.
I don't even agree with you on that.
Okay. All right.
I've done this personal research on the revenue of Lagos State. What it could have been better anyway.
Okay.
So if you look at the budget, the revenue for Lagos State, say the revenue, monthly revenue, say 50 billion. I tell you, if not for revenue leakages. I put the leakages to around 20%.
Okay.
So if you look at 20% of 50 billion, you're talking like 10 billion. So can you imagine what 10 billion could do in solving other challenges of Lagos, so apart from insecurity?
Okay.
That could also go a long way in solving the roads and drainage problem in Lagos State.
Indeed.
So we need to block the leakages. There are a lot of leakages. Even though I agree that Lagos is making money, but it could be more.
But what can you do as a lawmaker? You're not in the executive, so what can you do in plugging those leakages?
Yeah, the root cause of leakages is corruption, isn't it? And I'm proposing a bill that if you steal public funds, you're going to life jail. Apart from also enhancing the technology that will prevent corruption. Okay, the measures you put in place to fight corruption might not be watertight. There's no watertight strategy, There could still be some loopholes. So those loopholes will be addressed with stiff sanctions.
Okay.
Which is, I'm proposing a life jail sentence for any person that steals public funds in Lagos State.
When you're proposing all of these things, I think that I would like to know whether you've considered, the Constitution of the Federal Republic, our own laws, the larger Nigerian laws in terms of corruption, whether you'll be going in contravention with this law. The federal level.
I don't think the issue of crime, I think it's a concurrent issue. The states can pass its own laws against crime.
Okay.
So I believe Lagos State should have its own. We start with Lagos as a model, then we take it up.
Even though
as a party,
we
also have such things in place. In the pipeline.
Let me talk to you about as a party. My lines are buzzing, everybody. But let me ask you about the chances of Omoyele Sowore. What is Omoyele Sowore bringing to the table? I'm going to have him. You know, we discuss this off air. I'm going to have him eventually. But what is he bringing to the table that is different from other candidates?
Great. I'm of the strong school of thought that what Nigeria needs presently is not really an experienced leader. What Nigeria needs is a radical revolutionist. We have great leaders that were not really part of the status quo.
Okay.
They were not part of the government or legislature before they
emerge as leaders.
Okay. And they'll be very successful leaders. And I want to put Nigeria as part of those League of Nations that need a radical revolutionist. To me, it will be an alternative to a military leader.
Okay.
You know, military leaders, what experience do they bring? Nothing, except that ability to organize and put the right people
in
the
right
places.
All right.
And they also have, apart from having mission and vision, you know, the problem we've had in Nigeria is we've had leaders with mission and vision.
Okay,
I want to fight corruption. I want to improve on the economy. I want to improve productivity. But you know what they lack? Can you guess what they lack?
What's that?
They lack the strategy. The strategy. You can have mission, you can have vision. But if you lack the strategy, you will never achieve what you want.
So you think Yeli has a strategy?
Yeah.
To cause a change?
Yeah, sure. And he also possesses that character of a revolutionist. You know, you are, as a radical leader, you have to take very tough decisions. Like, okay, Omoyele is proposing that once he gets into power, he's going to, using his influence, of course, as president, he's going to ensure a constitutional change. And one of the constitutional changes is that we don't really need two houses of legislature.
But you know that that's nearly impossible for him.
No, that I'm saying that it's going to be a constitutional matter.
Okay.
And of course, it's going to be a constitutional drive.
Okay.
To ensure that.
How is he going to do that? That's what I'm saying. Like, who is going to ratify that? I mean, is he going to just issue a directive that the National Assembly should be collapsed into just one?
No, that would be through the normal constitutional amendment.
Who is going to go? Who is going to do that? It's still these same lawmakers.
Sure.
So how?
You know, I mentioned earlier of carrying the people along. You cannot underestimate the power of the people. You can never underestimate the power of the people.
Let's take a few calls. Because people have been on the line for some time. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Morning to you.
Okay. My name is Ini.
You're welcome.
Calling from Aja. I've heard him. He's a nice. He has so much to offer. But I have issues because he said some of the. I asked a question whether some of what his offering will be sellable. I said some of them are one particular one is not really sellable like that.
Okay.
Because we are in 21st century and we are supposed to be dealing on fact and data to back whatever we want to do. And he said the most stringent the punishment is going to act as a deterrent to people who commit crime. And I just want him to be able to back that with facts, where he has done before, where stringent punishment, even death penalty, has been a major deterrent. Does he have information that data on that? Has it been done anywhere else? So I just want to hear him be more specific and data-driven when he wants to do something, when he's offering something.
Okay.
So all the same, I like what he's presenting, but it's more of a more of rhetoric to me, because getting the money to finance all these things, giving grants, where are you getting the money from? You can't force the private sector to donate into what you want to, your coffer, just because you want to give scholarship to people. So we have to be more realistic, and then he has to really convince himself, believe in what he's saying, not just presenting it because we will just hear.
Thank you so much for calling me. We have to go now, but let's have you respond to Ini's.
Yeah, let me start from the last point.
Yeah.
Business grant I mentioned, I said it's going to be one of my constituency projects.
Yes.
And that is being budgeted for.
Okay.
So that should be noted.
That's where you get the funding.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be one of my constituency projects.
Okay. All right. He also spoke about your proposition of life jail, that it will serve as deterrent.
Yeah, of course.
You have data to back that up.
Yeah, if you look at countries with the least crime committed. But you remember I said earlier on that you cannot totally
eradicate
crime.
Right.
People will still want to commit, but ultimately, countries with the least crime committed are those countries with stiff penalties. You talk of China, you talk of Saudi Arabia. In China, it's death sentence.
We need to go
in Saudi Arabia.
We must go now. I'm really sorry we're out of time. Doyin, thank you so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Once can things start proper, then you can come here and say, well, now let's not start that. Doyin Olakasumu of the Africa Action Congress, thank you so much for coming on the
show. And win big. Experience the wonder of the FIFA World Cup in Qatar with Coca-Cola. Buy any Coca-Cola product with a white cap. Check the code under the cap and dial *8014*1*#. Participate.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head-to-head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.